Charisma Magazine is my go-to source for inspiration, teaching, and advice from some of my favorite authors and speakers. And now I'm thrilled to have the option to hear it. I'm Kyle Winkler, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, has crippled and shut down large sections of society, both internationally and within the U.S. In response, U.S. President Donald Trump made an emergency declaration last Friday. Find out more after this break. Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today. Following outbreaks of the COVID-19 coronavirus in the U.S., President Donald Trump tweeted on Friday, March 13th, that he was declaring Sunday, March 15th, as a national day of prayer for the country. This national day of prayer seems to have no relation to the annually observed but similarly named National Day of Prayer, which is scheduled for Thursday, May 7th this year. Trump wrote, "We are a country that, throughout our history, has looked to God for protection and strength in times like these. No matter where you may be, I encourage you to turn towards prayer in an act of faith. Together, we will easily prevail." On March 15th, many faith leaders did just that, praying for the nation. That included Dr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family. In an audio recording posted to Facebook, Dobson prayed, "Lord, we do call on your name, not just about our personal concerns, but for the entire human family around the world. We want you to give wisdom and guidance to our president and to the international leaders as they do their best to protect the people from the coronavirus. Be with the scientists as they seek to develop a vaccination to bring this epidemic to an end. Pray as well for wisdom, for safety, and for an end to the pandemic." If you appreciate this story, you can read more stories like it on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.